Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I should mention that I have hoped that you will have recovered by now. If you had seen my last program titled Psyche, it was meant in no way whatsoever to infringe upon the rights and equalities of men and women in our world today. Is anyone knowledge of where Yom Kippur is this year? I digress, for I do not recall myself ever being presented before a television audience with regard to any religious reference, but I could be wrong. Today's program, other than trying to work my vocality into the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock's voice, is titled Rubik's Cube Bar. Bar is an ancient name for a word of the spirit of life. Life in the environment in which we live and die. Unless we believe there is an eternal afterlife, where if we hold our Ankh in unity with Ra and other gods and goddesses, may enter the great eternal kingdom and enjoy Ba all time. The late 1980s, you'll have to forgive me. I am most used to being employed under the artificial lux of lights and light works of a television soundstage. Doing a podcast under the sun, the little bit out of my environmental well-being. Where was I? Trying to get my accent accentuated with a strange woman and a stroller standing beside me on the plaza. Hello, Greta. How are you? I'm used also to being in a controlled environment, but that's the sound stage. Welcome to the program. Hitch present Rubik's Cube. The call of the first two words, of course, your subscribed commerce today, a reference to writing utensil. Brand name, long after there were feathers and quills dipped in pots of ink to calligraphize the old world language of hieroglyphics on anything ranging from papyrus to the human skin. Must have been difficult. Draw pictures onto the skin with quills and feathers of birds. Before we came into the age of tin and aluminum, process components of the Industrial Revolution. There are many bics in rue today, writing all kinds of mysteries and suspense products and services for the consumer world. Should be known that the M, such as in the picture Dial M for Murder, is of no substance with regard to a coma in today's program title between Rubix and Q-Ba. The comma has two M's for good reason, not to put you asleep, not to put me asleep, not to put you, the television audience, to sleep, or me, the host and dialogist, to sleep. Might end up dreaming in a tale written by the late William Shakespeare. The old puzzle of the 1980s, the Rubik's Cube, for children, adolescents, adults, and elders. The challenge and pleasure for many. 54 square spaces of variant color, scrambled about and left to the game player to solve side by side in unity. Cube of 54, not circular at all unless the hands apply their motions to the work of the puzzle. Four divided by 1.5 is 36 times 1,000. The number of seconds in an hour. Perhaps it was my darkest hour to have played with the Rubik's Cube and have never solved it myself, and then pronounced it to you with sad, broken, grammatically incorrect English today. I'll have to turn back the wheel on this audio recorder to check again to see if I had said that correctly. Have you solved the Rubik's Cube yet? I don't much care about that. So, program's title today is Rubik's, comma, Cuba. In other words, not to confuse pronunciation with the title of a very famous nation on this planet, but to give rise to the theatrical artisans of the world, bring them together and put a show up called Aura Cleopatra. It does not have to be horror all the time. That is the prevailing message of Aura Cleopatra, whose story historically ends in suicide, but in the musical diverts from the history with creative license. Who would like to walk 5,000 units of distance with me tomorrow on the walk to prevent suicide? You might have an aura about you, an interest in playing guitar, acoustic and electric, a genuine interest in showmanship and theatrical and cinematic stage productions. You must not be afraid of public display and practice of the art, the actor, builder, and of course flyer. Like Peter Pan and the Rigs and Wings of Miss Andrews' play. But the pirates and the boys never, never laugh. Vix Cuba, Phantom of the Opera. It has been observed for 6 years. Soul of Andrew Lloyd Webber, Cameron Mackintosh, and Sarah Brightman to reach audiences. Live audiences under the luxury of the musical theater. Some places in the world where music never ends. I hope you find yourselves there this very moment. Many places like thoughts. So let us yield to the originators of written language, as far as we can know on this planet, non-exhaustively. The hieroglyphics of Ara, Cleopatra, Twenty-three numbers in music, song, and dance. Production design. With safe, secure, and reliable accountancy from every angle, so as not to corrupt the integrity of the show. From composer and lyricist to audience, players, stage builders and managers, in betwixt. I thank you and good day.